Live from the Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gurai. I'm America's voice. I'm an anti-socialist. You see, I was taught to understand the destruction of Marxist communists and all the rest. And the destruction they have unleashed in the world so many times. It's time to fight for American values, not the United Nations values. Are you with me? Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, in Georgia, the political fortunes of the Democrats are taking another serious hit after Stacey Abrams' running mate gets nailed for drunk driving. And that isn't going over very well. Number two, as Russia released its doomsday weapon, some in the West are concerned that a weapon of mass destruction has basically disappeared. They don't know where it is. And number three, Joe Biden, he visited Puerto Rico to see the aftermath of Hurricane Ian. And strangely, he claims he was kind of raised in a Puerto Rican family. I guess that may be a little like comparing Hispanics to breakfast tacos, but we'll ask his wife about that. Either way, it's completely out to lunch. And maybe that explains why Latino voters are leaving the Democrat Party in ever larger numbers. It's the kind of exodus that could dramatically impact the outcome of the 2022 midterm elections and certainly determine who's in charge of the U.S. Senate when it's all said and done. Nevada and Arizona are both considered pivotal swing states in the November elections, as you know. Both have large Latino populations that have been moving to the Republican side of the aisle massively. In fact, a new NBC poll shows Hispanics still prefer Democrats, 54% to 33%. And you would think that's good news, but it's actually terrible news. Because just 2 years ago, in the same poll, Democrats were preferred by a 42-point margin. Now it's just 21 points in their advantage. They've lost 50% of the support. And this is the latest example of the Democrats' theory that as older white conservative voters like me die, they would secure power, basically, forever. But I guess they forgot to consider that Latinos are actually people too. Weird. And that things like the economy, inflation, and the border crisis can and will influence how they vote. And in fact, as we're seeing, they will reject policies and politicians they disagree with. You see, Latino Americans still care about faith, family, and country. And many have families that fled socialist nations or fled themselves. And the idea of America becoming socialist is unacceptable, period. And why are Hispanic voters leaving the Democrats? Because they don't see the world through the lens of racism. They don't, and they tend to think that they are not racist, but looking at people that way is racist by definition. Listen to this.
A huge difference. And the Democrats make the fatal mistake of assuming that all Hispanic Americans look at politics through the same racial lens that they do. If these are Hispanic voters, then by definition, they're U.S. citizens, which means by definition, they follow the law. And they don't necessarily like people cutting the law. Many of them, especially those who came from Central America and Mexico, came here specifically to get rid of get away from the cartels and the transnational criminal networks that they don't like seeing them in, you know, having free reign over our southern border. And then Hispanic Americans, like every other American, are experiencing the worst inflation in 40 years, the highest grocery prices since 1979, the worst gas prices on record, the highest prices for housing since 1984. They don't like these policies either. They're not just voting on race and immigration. They're voting on their own pocketbooks and what's going on with their own families. So they're going to be as unhappy with the Biden administration as anybody else is.
And the shift in support for Democrats will mean a dramatic shift in how elections are decided. After all, in some states, Hispanic voters will represent large portions of House districts, the majority in many places. And they have enough influence to impact those Senate races and governor's races, too. This is a big deal. On MSNBC, they're just flat out shocked to learn that Latino voters are heading to the Republicans in huge numbers. I mean, listen to this one.
When you go to vote in November, are you going to be a doubtful voter?
I'm a doubtful voter now.
As I got older and smarter, I said, hey, this guy doesn't work for me.
That's now backed up by a new NBC News Telemundo nationwide survey of Latino voters, showing support for a Republican-controlled Congress jumped 5 points in just the past 2 years.
We're not just going to blindly vote in one particular direction. We're going to vote in the direction of folks who are going to be paying attention to the issues that are important to us.
Marisa Morentin lives in Phoenix, Arizona.
How is it that you feel as a voter here
Taken advantage of.
Taken advantage of. Well, then, says a lot, doesn't it? Taken advantage of. They don't like that, apparently. It seems that those on the left should have started to figure these things out when President Donald Trump attracted more Hispanic votes than any Republican before him. Of course, that's something they missed, or just decided to ignore to continue believing that people of color belong to them, and they would not dump and run to the red team. Well, guess what? When you treat people as if they're property, as the Democrats always have, these things happen. And for Democrats, this is an OMG moment. In fact, as the brown people that they take for granted are not on board their socialist crazy train anymore, they're starting to freak out. Should have done this a long time ago, but listen to this.
And the switches have been taking place over the past 5 to 10 years. You noted Donald Trump picked up far more Hispanic Latino vote than was anticipated. Those numbers appear to be either stabilized or growing even more in the Republican's favor. Just goes to show you that this whole notion that the demographics are destiny for the Democrats was wrong, that it wasn't about immigration reform for obvious reasons, but that Hispanic voters have a wide swath of issues that they care about. And in this case, they're like other voters. They care about the economy. They are worried about inflation, and they're worried about the border, too. And those are factoring into the success of Republican candidates. Now, there are certain states where there are different Hispanic communities that will vote in different ways, so it's not a monolith. But if you're looking at it from the broad picture, 30,000-foot lens, if you're a Democrat, this is troubling.
Demographics are destiny. That's the part where when I die, Democrats take over forever. Yeah. Demographics are destiny. That's the part where Democrats believe they can put all these special interest groups and divide people, divide and conquer, and go after this little segment, but ignore these folks and call people like me deplorable. Or white supremacists, or white nationalists, or domestic terrorists. That's the narrative, you see, they've been using for quite some time. But our good friends that are Latino and American reject that kind of nonsense the same way millions of others do. You see, we're in this country together. We're in this country together, and we're not here to be pushed out of the way. And the Hispanics are going to step up and vote for Republicans because they, too, are not going to be just taken for granted and then pushed out of the way. Because isn't it interesting? People like Nancy Pelosi that believe we shouldn't be sending those people up north. They should be down here picking vegetables. Democrats that think that way have always thought that way, that somehow these people are there to serve them. And thankfully, enough Hispanic voters, Americans, have figured out that's not the way it's supposed to be. I've got more on this after the break. Just getting warmed up. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to see you. I'll be right back.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
I put off making the call for years. I knew it had to be done, but I thought it'll go away with time. But every time it rained, it came back to visit me. Take my advice. Call Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing. The good people at Bluebird have been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are crawl space and waterproofing experts. Take it from me. Waterproofing my basement changed the feel and livability of my house. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.
Oh! You are round MVP.
Yeah, man! Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way! That was some ownage. It's a good thing you got me as your wingman.
Right. You mean when you threw that flash grenade at me?
Whatever, man. Huge round. Seriously, great stuff.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes.
All right, class. I'm going to pass back your tests. And a high score goes to... Brian.
Oh, yeah. High score, baby.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you have the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help you get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad